for development proposals. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Can we start with a speech to the flag?
What we stand for, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmembers Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lextein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
All right. Just want to announce to the audience that April is Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month, and Seabright is adopting a proclamation recognizing it as such, and a copy will be on file with the clerk's office for anyone who wants to read it. Let's start with remarks from the audience before we get to our voting agenda. Anybody wish to be heard? Hi, Janet.
Janet Henschel, 7 East Church Street. It's the infamous lot that I've been looking at for the last couple of years. Have you gotten anywhere?
So I believe that silt fence, as you see, silt fence was installed and the wind did a number on it. So I think when we have a better weather circumstances, I think our guys can go and clean that up, fix it up the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just two other quick things. What is the criteria for getting placed on the abandoned property list?
I don't want to misspeak that. Mark, can
there
you?
Are very, very specific criteria. I do not know what they are offhand. If you want to give a call to the public officer, who's Tom Heggie, he has all the criteria. It's all in the ordinance.
They're extensive and they're statutory. Okay.
Yes, so it involves, there's a time period for inactivity with the property. It involves, payment of taxes, I think, are part of it or no?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
there's a whole menu of criteria.
Do you have to satisfy all the criteria be on the list?
No, I don't think you have to. You don't have to satisfy all of them. But talk, I don't want to give you false information, so just give Tom, there is an ordinance right on our website that says it's actually called abandoned properties is the section, and it should all be listed there. And if they're not all listed, you can just, like I said, call Tom Heggie, the building department, he'll know, because he's the one in charge.
But once something is still declared an abandoned property, our ordinance speaks to a process for remediating it.
Right. So the way it works is if you believe something is an abandoned property, you can report it to Tom Heggie as the public officer. He's obligated by law to then investigate whether it is an abandoned property. He doesn't have a choice. He has to once you give him a property. And then if he makes a determination that it is abandoned, it goes on the abandoned properties list.
Okay.
And there's a public hearing and everything like that.
It is ordinance 162-3.
Okay, my last question is, I saw that we're considering giving stipends to the council. Do we know what the price of that and the frequency will be? Is it an annual? Is it a term?
I am not going to speak to that.
I believe
I'm personally not a fan.
Okay.
But I'll let the council who are working on that speak.
I don't remember the exact amounts, but it would be 1 year. It'd be an annual stipend. It's not that much.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think it would be.
Does anybody remember the amount, Joe?
$2,500 per year per council person. I think it was $3,000 for the mayor.
Very good. Thank you.
Any other remarks from the audience? Okay. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. My name is Cindy Zip from Clean Ocean Action, formerly of Seabright many times. And I'm here tonight because you all have on the agenda for this evening opposition to the Williams-Nessie pipeline, which would rip the Raritan Bay in half and cause devastation to the entire Bayshore area. And I am so proud of Seabright in so many ways, but I'm really proud of the clamming plant here in town. And I was just over there speaking to those guys, and they're actually sending out 20 million clams throughout the entire Northeast area. And they are the gems of the Jersey Shore. They are highly sought after, and they are, again, going all around the Northeast, but also all the way out to California. People are really enjoying Jersey clams. And, you know, way back when in the 80s, when we first started out on this journey to clean up the waters and really would have thought. So, I mean, I want to thank Councilman Rooney and all of you so much for your leadership on this issue, and I know you're also considering action on some reducing plastics, but I'm here really tonight to thank you for the impending resolution against Nessie. That will, we are hopefully by the end of next week going to have 100% of the Bay Shore and all the way down the Long Branch oppose this project in less than 1 month. And if that doesn't send a signal to Governor Murphy that this project is unwarranted and unwanted, I don't know what will. But he is the one that holds the key. He can say no. So your vote and this resolution is very, very important. So thank you.
Go get him, Cindy.
Yeah.
Now we'll take our consent agenda.
Mayor, can we just pull the executive session minutes for 3/14/2019? Because I can't vote on that, so I'll have to be second. But I would move the rest of the consent agenda other than those minutes.
All right, do I have a second on that motion to remove minutes from 3/14?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the first vote for the consent agenda with the remaining minutes and the resolutions.
I'll make that motion then.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, can I have a vote on the minutes from 3/14/2019 workshop meeting and executive session?
Second.
Okay. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Abstain.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. Next up, we have a public hearing, and this is an ordinance on number 7/2019, and it amends and supplements our existing Chapter 201 Vehicles and Traffic, stipulating parking.
I'll make a motion open to the public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody in the public wish to be heard to changes to ordinance number 7, changes to Chapter 201?
Motion to close the public portion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please give us a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, next up is the public hearing on a capital ordinance, number 8/2019. And this is for acquisition and installation of parking equipment.
I'll make a motion to open to the public.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody wish to be heard on capital ordinance number 8/2019?
Motion to close the public portion.
Did you smile for that?
Second.
Cindy was taking our
picture. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All in favor to close the public hearing on ordinance number 8?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to adopt ordinance number 8 and advertise according to law?
So moved.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, now we're going to introduce ordinance number 9/2019 that amends Chapter 130 Land Use. We need a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019, and a public hearing on this ordinance will be held May 7th and advertised according to law.
I'll make that motion to introduce.
Second.
Okay, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to introduce ordinance number 10/2019. And this is a bond ordinance amending number 13/2018, finally adopted by the Council in the Borough of Seabright on December 18th, 2018. It's a housekeeping ordinance.
I will make the motion to introduce.
Second.
Okay, I mentioned the public hearing on this ordinance, May 7th, 2019. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Let's take our new business. We have the voucher payment.
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need executive session, do we?
Council, voucher, is there legal matters? Personnel matters? No personnel matters?
Nope.
We did it. Okay, so we're going to adjourn this voting meeting, the council meeting, and get the room set for the town hall presentation that occurs at 7:30.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Sir, you wanted to...
Yeah, I'm part of the farmers market that takes place each summer.
I'm trying to find out if there's going to be a farmer's market this year.
Okay, so let's adjourn this meeting and we'll come back and talk to you about it and try to get to the bottom of that. Okay.
I made a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thanks everybody. This meeting is adjourned.
Council for our...